Got a lot of stuff to get here to. The U.S. women's soccer team did win.
Yeah.
We'll talk about what Roy did for that in a minute. But there's at least one big ESPN NFL insider that thinks Zeke ain't getting a new deal this year or maybe next.
Yeah, Dan Graziano did a piece just kind of on all the upcoming free agents. Here's what he said about Zeke. He said, based on conversations I've had with several people connected to this situation, I do not think Elliott gets an extension this offseason or even next offseason. As vital a player as he is, the Cowboys don't feel the same urgency with his deal that they do with Prescott, Cooper, or even cornerback Byron Jones. Now that's
franchise.
When he mentioned Byron Jones, that's when I immediately kind of went, I don't know if Dan's as tied in as he thinks he is.
Mm-hmm.
But
what's Dan doing?
For the sake of this, it is interesting.
Who is more likely? Well, you know, it's not going to line up time wise. But do you think? Like, let's say the scenario happens that Ben lines out where Byron misses the first four games because he takes him a while to come back, and then he plays pretty well. Do you think they would franchise Byron Jones?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And I think they're – because they would be ready to move on from Lyle, I think. Maybe not. You know, the one thing that's
interesting – the McGovern pick was huge.
I think there is something very interesting about Lyle Collins, and we talked about him giving up 9 sacks last year, but it's the fact that him and Dak are tight. Once you pay
Louisiana
Dak,
dudes.
Once you pay Dak a little bit, and you know that may be part of it. Maybe not.
I thought you were gonna say once you pay Dak, you never go back.
No, but I'm gonna start working that.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Get that in.
But I mean, Zeke's in an interesting place. Okay, Zeke, you want to hold out? All right, fine, dude. Fine. I think they'll be like, whatever, you're not going to win. You're going to get your money. You're going to be a jerk. You've already cost us the season anyway.
His fifth-year number next year is a big, fat number.
Yeah.
It's like 13 or 14.
Yeah. So I don't.
And when I say next year, just so everybody Zeke knows, we're talking about the year after this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Zeke needs to be holding out or anything like that.
No, he doesn't. You're right.
But we'll see, man. I'm still very nervous about what the league's going to do with this.
But you should be. I think you're right. I'll put
be,
it to you like this.
I think it's nothing or it's a lot. I don't think there's a middle ground.
I'll put it to you like this. From a suspension standpoint, I think it's a lot more likely Randy Gregory is eligible for more games this year than Zeke.
More games?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Because I think he's going to be back day one. Now, I'm not.
See,
I'm not,
I think it's more likely Zeke plays 16 games.
Well, but I'm kind of a suspension.
Well, my whole premise of the suspension is I don't think there's the one game or two game suspension. I think it's zero, they let it go, or it's like 6 or 8. I don't think they go, hey, man, we told you not to do this. Let me give
you a
lot less
than I gave you
last
time. Well, then what are
you
worried about if you think he's going to play 16?
We're just playing probabilities, just percentages.
I think that's a pretty good point, though. Like, it's either going to be a detonate a bomb.
It's going to be nothing, and it slides by, or it's going to be a bomb.
Yeah, you could
convince me that. Because I don't think they're going to go one game, two games with Zeke. Why would they do that after they straight up told him no more altercations?
Right. No, that's a good point. Let's go back to the studio now where Shippy is standing by, and he's got the Roy audio from this morning. So if you were listening or weren't listening or heard people talk about this or whatever, Roy White has something called Roy Beats the World Cup. It's a variation on his Roy Eats the World Cup that he's done before where he eats a food that's sort of, I guess you could say, indigenous to the region of the team that they're playing. So they did a variation of that, and, man, this is really, if you want to boil it down, an indictment of baguettes being incredibly hard. Like, whenever a French baguette is put on the table, you bite into it, and you're like, you chip a tooth because that crust on the outside is is so hard. But they kind of turned it on its head, and, Shippy, you have the audio of this morning of basically Sean and Choppy just – annihilating Roy with a French baguette.
Yeah, and so if you check out Roy's Twitter account at RW3, all spelled out, you can see pictures of the welts that these baguettes left. And an addition to the baguette is that they froze them. And then
they
froze them so that they wouldn't break on impact.
Right.
And so Allie told me that they left them sitting out for 10 minutes just to kind of let them thaw a little bit. Well, it didn't really thaw as much.
Yeah, I don't think 10 minutes is how you thaw something.
Yeah,
Are they new to a kitchen?
We're not scientists or chefs up here. You know, we've all well established that. So RJ Choppy gets the first crack at Roy, and he's got a pretty good saying that he does going into it before he just beats Roy with this baguette.
Just make sure it gets on mic. It has to be good radio.
Mr. Miyagi!
Oh, God! Why did he yell Mr. Miyagi?
You're playing France.
Who
Dude, you said you were going to hit him up or back.
I did. I got it right in the four.
No, you...
Did I get low?
You went low.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
dude.
Like right in the back fat area.
I'm going to guarantee.
Dude.
I'm going to guarantee there is a massive bread-sized welt on my back.
Oh, no!
I got lower. That was a pop-up. I'm sorry.
That's right.
That was a pop-up.
Back fat area.
Yeah,
did that split perfectly in two?
It did. It split in two.
Okay.
So he split.
And again, this is Roy. It's normally Roy eats the World Cup or he eats something nasty. Roy beats the World Cup. I thought it was going to be something completely different.
It's just him getting beaten. It's basically the morning show turning into the nighttime
show. It's assault. You can see the video on 1053thefan.com. Make sure you follow them on Facebook and on Twitter at 1053thefan. But 1053thefan.com has that video if you want to see it.
Boy, that's a great tease considering that Sunday when free agency breaks, you know Josh Clark and Spittle and the Gang will be blasting stuff out as Fish gets it out. So make sure you're following 1053 The Fan on Twitter, and then, of course, checking out the website. Do we have any more clips, Shippy?
Yeah, we got a couple more just quicker clips. Here is Sean Sharif, who just kind of takes way too much pleasure in hitting Roy like that.
Here we go. So here's Sean lining up like a tennis man. Here he comes. He's laying his forehand. Oh!
That felt good. That felt real good. That felt real good.
This is Roy off mic.
So sadistic.
Roy's like, off mic.
Walrus.
And then so finally, just to kind of conclude the whole thing, Roy is given a speech of why he did this and how much it means. And about 7 seconds in here, I'm not sure who hits him, but somebody hits him unexpectedly in the middle of his speech, and then he rolls right through it.
Megan Rapinoe, you want to make some noise in this Women's World Cup? Let's get a goal that sends them to the semifinals, all right? 3 years out! 3 years since we beat this France team. 2016 was the last time they'd done it. They hadn't won in the last three meetings, but it is time. In their face, on their home turf, the United States women are moving on to the semifinals. Let's go!
Yeah! Roy beats the world.
Kind of a weird way to
beats
end,
the
too.
World. Oh, man. Beats the world.
Cup. Roy beats the world.
Obviously. Roy beats the world.
Roy beats the world.
I love the morning show when they do stuff like that, man. It's so great.
Kevin Sparkman, who works at the station, had a good tweet that said, none of this would have been possible without Roy's heroic efforts this morning. And I think he's right. USA beats France 2-1. Two goals by Megan Rapinoe, including the game winner.
Wow.
As Roy called for this morning on Roy Beats the World.
Now, who is Kevin Sparkman? Okay, so I do want to get to this NBA stuff, but I think we can get to it at 5 o'clock because...
Let's quick hit it real quick.
You want to quick hit it?
Basically, Brad Turner, who's a Clippers writer in the LA area, says that Kawhi's meeting with the Lakers will have Jeannie Buss and Magic Johnson.
Man.
And an additional detail to that, it was Kawhi who requested that only Magic and Jeannie were present for the meeting.
Oh, my God. That's not a good sign, is it?
Yeah.
That can't be a good sign. Hey, I'm going to be in L.A. I'm willing to meet with you guys. Make sure the general manager's not there. I want the guy that just quit.
What a mess.
Wait, what if Kawhi and Magic are in cahoots and this is a power play by Magic? Ooh.
Wow.
That's good. Okay. And then we'll get to that. Yeah, the madness indeed. We'll get back to that at 5 o'clock. But I do quickly want to hit what's happening at the Addison Improv next week because this came out of nowhere, and it's kind of shocking.
It is kind of shocking. I got it in my email, and the Addison Improv have been great to us over the years.
Oh,
we
have
their guests on all the time. But they sent an email that was basically saying this the secret show of the year, and it's next Tuesday and Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Louis C.K.,
who has been exiled because of Me Too behavior, including doing things to himself in front of women in the room that didn't want those things to happen.
Yes.
He didn't put his hands on them. He put them on himself, but...
Yeah, he manipulated himself in front of those women.
Yeah. So, are you going?
No, I'm not going.
Let me just go.
It sold out. It sold out quickly, by the way. It sold out very quick, but it was $35. Louis... over the years, honestly, too big to play the Addison Improv, and that's right. Not a shot at them. They get a lot of big names.
Right.
But he would go play the Majestic you know, places like that.
Yeah, he's a big level. And I'm a huge fan of his. And
I am too, man.
I think he's brilliant.
He's probably my favorite stand-up comedian of all time.
He's flawed.
And it's weird now to think about that because, dude,
Hold on.
Go ahead.
I am in no way saying what he did is okay. It's bad.
Oh, absolutely.
But I also in no way view it the same way that I view sexual assault.
Yeah.
I think it's bad, and I think he should be punished for it, and I think it's bad. But I don't look at this thing as one blanket thing where, oh, he's like Harvey Weinstein. He's not. Those are different things, in my opinion. Now, I'm sure there are women who have been in those situations like, you're an idiot, you're a dumbass, you don't know, shut up. And I
got some of that on Twitter last night when I tweeted about it. They were like, why are you even talking about this?
Well, so my question is, if Louis C.K. wanted to come on our show, we'd take it, right?
Wait, I mean, if he wanted okay, to...
maybe if you rephrase it.
If he wanted to be and a guest on our show...
And in the way that I said it... was probably problematic.
He wanted to be a guest on our show. That's fine.
I don't know why we would then do that, but we'd take him as a guest, right?
I would, but here's a couple
I want people
things.
To text him. Would you be angry if we took Louis C.K. as a guest on this show?
This is a phone-free show. You cannot, and again, it's sold out already. But it's a phone-free show, so you can't record it. Now there have been people who had leaked some things from his material from other shows that he'd done up in New York and all that stuff.
Is it good?
And they said some of the jokes are very edgy. You haven't seen in some of the jokes he talks about having a hard time and being short of money and stuff like that.
Wait, what? And
so
what?
If someone put it to me, it's like it's honestly not the right level of contrition for me to be like,
right.
Oh yeah, I'm going to see Louis and support Louis again. But to me, I want to
be
clear.
And this is say.
I want to see what he. I'm very curious about what he has to say.
I don't think
but
he
in
should
this,
be punished for the rest of his
in
life.
In this climate,
I know.
Are you allowed to be curious about what someone has to say anymore? I don't know.
I think you
should be.
Look, I'm not going to go see a Harvey Weinstein movie. Right?
Is it worth the fight though? Hey, you go to the Improv. Someone takes a picture of you, even though it's a phone-free show, and it's on Twitter. Look at Skin Wade out supporting Louis C.K. You're going to have that fight on Twitter all day.
Nah, just block them.
No, it'll be out there. It'll be a thing.
No, you're right.
Because we live in an overreacting world right now. Some of it for good reason, and some of it not.
That happened with Aziz Ansari.
Yes, it absolutely did.
Okay.
But to me, I've always said, and I'm not saying that everything's okay, but comedy is the one safe space for humor. I mean, for humor.
That's bold, Kevin.
Comedy is the one safe space for, you know, it sounds weird, but like...
Go ahead.
Jokes.
Go ahead.
I want to do this in the most PC way as possible.
No. You're but operating like, without a net here. This is great stuff. We got a guy tightroping between buildings here.
For instance, I'll give you a specific example of a joke you made.
This is Kevin.
No, I'm not even going to do it. It's not even worth it.
Hit up Kevin if you want to hear the joke he's unwilling to say.
We have the same birthday. Do I have to get a new birthday?
Wait, what?
Me and Louis C.K. have the same birthday. Do I have to move mine?
No, you're good, dude.
Okay, I don't know.
In fact, stop
behaving like
that. But if it's a joke,
sir,
then it's, you know what I'm saying?
Look, I want you to come to Barbecues Galore and eat some of this delicious food, but I'm scared sitting next to Kevin that bad things are going to happen to
me. I'll tell you the joke in the commercial break.